I would like to relate a story I witnessed during this municipal election. I met a husband and wife that I will call G.I. Joe and Barbie. Joe is in his 89th year with a liver disease and kidney issues that will soon end his life. Barbie just celebrated her 85th birthday, although she didn't know it, who has dementia and Alzheimer's. Barbie cannot be left alone as she loves the smell of candles and is always wanting to have one burning. Joe is her primary caregiver and this is a full-time job for him. He loves his wife and life with her as they have been married for 63 years. They have two kids, who try to help but it is difficult to balance family and jobs. Joe is worried now for the future. What will happen if he passes? Who will take care of his family, his life? His opinion is that we need long-term care facility and a hospital that can take care of the ever-growing and aging population in his hometown. Why do we have to wait 10 years for a hospital and why did the city stop the development of a private lieutenant colonel on Speedvale Avenue a few years back? Why is a $62 million library when there is a great library in the downtown core that could be revitalized for one-third of the cost and each ward has a satellite library? Rodrigo Galler, Phil Ault, Dominique O'Rourke, Kathy Downer and Leanne Karen Piper voted in favor of tax increases of 4.21% and 5.17% for the next 2 years and will be on your taxes for 19 years more, which included a 0.39% levy for this library. In my opinion, we need a lieutenant colonel facility, affordable housing, senior housing, cleanup and revitalization of the downtown core, and help for disadvantaged people throughout the city. We need people that will work for and listen to the people they supposedly represent instead of vanity projects. Find counselors that are willing to work for the people and vote for them. It is time for a change and a change for the better. Robert Kuhl, Guelph. Editor's note. The 2022 city budget passed by an 8-5 vote. Voting in favor. Phil Ault, Leanne Karen, Kathy Downer, Rodrigo Galler, James Gordon, June Hoffland, Mark McKinnon and Mike Salisbury. Voting against. Cam Guthrie, Bob Bell, Christine Billings, Dan Gibson and Dominique O'Rourke.